Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Tribute to moms and comedy who make everything happen, and I'm going to play you for the next 30 minutes or so. You're going to be hearing, if you happen to be in the chat room, an eclectic blend from one of my favorite mom comedians, including me. So there might be a commercial before it, but just bear with it and have fun, because we got an hour and a half today. Okay, let's play.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
This is a repeat podcast from Comedy. My mom, funnier than you.
Hey! It must be time for Momity. Momity, part of the Mamapalooza Festival 2010 and part of the world's largest Mother's Day party, the mothersdayparty.com, International Mother's Party. I'm part of it. I'm Momity. This is Nancy Lombardo, your host today. That's right. It's May 7th and 8th. I'll be at the Broadway Comedy Club, presenting my unique comedy. Yes, I also have great people on. I have Pash. I have Rini Menino. And I have, on top of that, surprise guest coming. I have the wonderful, wonderful Christopher McGinnis, who is terrific on piano, and he's only 12 years old. He's a musical prodigy. You know what? Let's see if we can hear a little bit of a taste of Chris right now.
I've got a secret, and it helped me with my dreams. I looked into the mirror, and it opened up to me. Take me in your arms and fill up our fields.
That was Christopher McGinnis. You can get his songs on iTunes if you want to hear more of him. Go to Christopher McGinnis, that's MCGINNIS.com, ChristopherMcGinnis.com. He's just one of the many talented people that will be featured at Momedy in the main room at the Broadway Comedy Club this week. We have such a lineup of talent. We also have Kim Johnny. She was on Gilda's Laugh Off, winner of Comedy Crisis Comedy Contest in New Brunswick. We have Pash, Like Cash. She'll be performing, and of course, the effervescent me. This is the 7th annual Mamapalooza Festival, which also takes place, by the way, not just me, I'll be emceeing, but it also takes place the week of May 20th through the 23rd all over New York City. There's conferences, and there's a great outdoor concert on May 23rd and 70th. I'll be the MC there. And this is a very good cause, and we want to thank the Broadway Comedy Club for all their generosity. And they've just been so helpful there, the staff, everybody. It's a great club. Check it out, everyone. And let's just hear a little bit of Taste of Nancy. How about that?
She's been on HBO, she's been on SNL, she wrote and performed on The Colin Quinn Show. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage the fabulous Nancy Lombardo!
Wow, I gotta have amphetamines with my coffee to perform here. Like high energy. That was great. You guys, you're the bravest people in the world. First, you're like, I give you a lap dance, but I think it's been done. It's so great. The whole Brett thing. Oh, hooray for Brett! My girls, I don't think it's my breath. I think that this is the continental shelf because this is where everything I eat falls in the course of a day.
Yeah.
And I don't think of these as breath. I think of these as orbs of empowerment. Like, you're in a grocery store. Excuse me, sir. Can you get me that? Time to break out the big guns. Excuse me, sir. Can you get me that? Thank you. You're fucking little Heidi thing you got going on there. That's very nice, too. That's great. Okay, enough about you. Let's talk about me. Me. I'm an age woman. Every time someone asks me anything, I'm a new one. I'm a mother of two. Okay, once my husband. Oh, I'm Puerto Rican and Italian, but I like to pretend I'm French because I'm crazy. I'm getting nothing. Yeah. We French have a sense of humor. We have to wear French. How many Frenchmen does it take to screw in a light bulb? Who needs life? Telling a joke again. Never wanted to. God help it. I can't. I'm crazy. I'm Puerto Rican Italian. Was anything growing up Puerto Rican and Italian in New York City? Never knowing when at any given moment I'd have to chase myself out of my own neighborhood. I'm a jerk. My mom is bilingual. She can speak two languages at the same time. Half the time growing up, I had no idea what she was saying. She just turned to me and started screaming, "Listen! Mira, don't let that better! I don't know if that cut out. What's that saying? So don't!" She's a terrible cook, burnt everything. Now it's Caucasian. Oh, mom cliche, she used to give me her glitches. And she used to go, nothing glitches until this glitches is going to save your life. Mia, the cork doesn't fall far from the bottle. You got to take the bees with the honey. Every clown has a silver lining. It was kind of tough, but it's fun. You know, you got You've got to go. This Heidi outfit is just getting me over here. I'm just so feeling the hot chocolate right now. You'll see. If you can turn the mirror. But it's fun. It's fun. Don't you like New York, too? Yeah. It's great. Right? Y'all from New York? What's that? No, it's good. I love it here. It's like hysterical. I have a son. His name is Michael. His Cherokee name is Runs with Scissors. I want to be there to answer all his little boy questions. So the other day, he goes to me, Mom, where do babies come from? So look at his innocent eyes. And I want to be absolutely honest. I go, honey, babies come from absolute vodka. So with that in mind, I thought I had to be a better mom. So I went and I did a little research. And I found this little-known Irish reproduction ballad that really explains it all. So pay attention, Heidi. Okay, go ahead. There was a young sperm from the land of testes near the Isle of Scrotum. Like a million other lads swam around in boredom, a-searching for that special lass who lay in a foreign land. Instead of to be wasted by the stroking of a hand. Great excitement did rise, all the sperm swam upstream. But one special lad, he swam the fastest in search of his chromosome dream. He had only one X, an X, and a Y to make a dream come true. So in he plunged the cervix, yeah, and up the uterus too, up the uterus. The river rose, and he could tell that she was in the moon. A journey she did undertake down the fallopian tube. Many had surrounded her, but only one would get in. So in he plunged with a manly grin. That is how we begin. When I was a little girl and living in New York City, my Spanish grandmother would take me to see these Spanish horror films, made even more horrific by the fact I didn't speak Spanish. But I always knew who the villainess in the film was because she was that skinny little woman all dressed in black. Her hair? Always in a bun. She'd always be standing at the top of a long, winding staircase, in her hand, a mysterious box. At the bottom of the staircase would always be a beautiful young woman who'd say something like, Hola, ¿dónde está mi esposo? And the woman at the top of the stairs would go, Tu esposo está aquí. She'd open the box, inside of it a man's head, Ayúdame, ayúdame. The head would follow the box, bounce on his head, land on woman's feet, she'd go, over the top of the stairs would go, And that was every film I saw over and over again. It's true. Are you guys dating? It's hard dating. You know, my friend Cynthia, you don't know what it's like. There's only two kinds of men you can meet. Those that come into your life, break your heart, walk all over you, and those not willing to make that commitment. She got so crazy, she went on one of these things called speed dating. Have you heard of that? Yeah. It's where you go to a bar to meet a whole bunch of men in a short amount of time. In the 90s, we called that co-core. It's hard. It's crazy. You know why Miss Andrus lies is? Wasn't she great on drugs?
Oh, yeah.
She was the happiest I ever knew her to be. You know, she's like... And then she went into rehab, and it was just like... So I really missed that about her, and it's a good thing. All right. I'm gonna leave you, with one thing. Mental illness doesn't run in my family, but it does hop, skip, and jump a lot. Thank you very much, you all.
Well, that was just a touch of comedy. Yes, I agree with you, Betty Jo Tucker. That's like on speed, but it's fun. That was me. I'll slow down now. That was a night of drinking too much coffee.
Yes, Momedy is happening all over now. It's going to be all over New York City at the Broadway Comedy Club. And if you're in the New York area, that is at 318 East 53rd Street. You can make a reservation. It's $15 and a two-drink minimum. A very fun show filled with funny ladies and funny comedians.
Yeah, ignore that. That was 2 years ago.
It's part of the International Mamapalooza Festival.
Which will be May 20th.
Festival. If you want to find more about Mamapalooza, go to www.mamapalooza.com. And it's events happening all over the United States. But I'll be emceeing on the 23rd at the
Riverside
Park South. And you'll see me there. Free bands, free music, everything going on.
May 20th,
yes,
2012.
Mompalooza is a creativity and lifestyle conference, and it'll be held May 20th through the 23rd. And just check it out, www.mompalooza.com. We're also part of the largest Mother's Day party ever, international. Go to www.mothersdayparty.com.
May 20th, Riverside Park. May 20th, 2012.
Just hilarious, Miss Jane Condon. Jane Condon has her own show. It's called Janie Condon Raw and Unchained. It's at the Mint. You can go to www.janecondon.com for more information. It's on Mother's Day, so that might be a good Mother's Day to go. First, come see my shows, either Friday or Saturday, at the Broadway Comedy Club. That's on 53rd Street. And why don't we just hear a taste of Janie Condon's Raw and Unchained. Janie Condon, Raw and Unchained at the Mint Theater. Sorry, I'm stumbling over my coffee break. Is it coming on? I'm seeing here. Where are you, Janie? Let's do it again. Switchboard problems.
How are you? I'm Jane. I've been married for a long time. So let me say this about same-sex marriage, honestly. What's the problem? My husband and I have had the same sex for 30 years. I live out in Greenwich, Connecticut, but I'm still a nice person. Well, no take you look at him in downtown. But I'm originally from a real blue-collar town in Massachusetts called Brockton. This is a tough town, very tough. We shoot people in Brockton. It's our way of saying hello.
Yeah.
My Irish grandmother had a crocheted pillow that said, "Don't make me hurt you." Yes. And my dad was an FBI agent. I went to work with him occasionally. I would memorize the 10 most wanted. I'd go back out to Brockton and look for them. We had a Holiday Inn with a big sign, "Have your next affair here." And I end up in Greenwich. This is a Cinderella story, because going away where I come from, going away means jail. Going away in Greenwich means rehab. I have two boys. Otherwise, everything's fine. They're killing me. They're in their 20s, and nobody listens. I ask them simple questions. I say, "Guys, where are you going?" "Well, what are you doing?" Hey, when are you going to be back?" They say, "Bye, Mom, okay, whatever." They tell me off. So I'm thinking, okay, clearly I've got to change my delivery. So now I'm there, "Will you go?" High school girlfriend, what is it? doll, she comes over, she fills the house with estrogen. All of a sudden, everybody's nice to me. They say please and thank you, and everybody wears underpants. And then one day, she dumped my son. So I called her up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, look, can we still see each other? My older boy graduated from college, religion and religion.
True.
Now, so the job offers are just boring. That's pretty enough to want to be an actor great. Like, religion wasn't enough. Too much going on for me, folks. Just too much. We got Iran, and North Korea, and my mother-in-law. I want to help the environment. I want to save the planet. So I have a plan. I have decided that once a month, in order to reduce my carbon footprint, I'm going to stay in bed all day. That's my goal. Yeah. You know what? I think we all need a bit of a boost right now. I think what the country really needs is like a good old-fashioned sex scandal. Do you remember that guy, Jim McGreevy, the former governor of New Jersey? Right? He was having threesomes. I have enough trouble having a twosome. If I'm having a threesome, it's because Sister Edwardette is in my head going, don't do it. Don't do it. And David Patterson, the current governor of New York, he had extramarital affairs. He has limited vision. I have all my vision. Nothing happens to me. After makeup sex with his wife, he took her to a Dave Inn. Man, honey, you may not be able to see, but she Last but not least, Elliot Spitzer. You know he's on his comeback tour, right? He was on the Today Show with Matt Lauer, talking about the economy. I'm looking at him, all I can make is $4,000 for an evening with a call girl, $4,000. I'm going to tell you the truth here. There is nothing I could do for my husband at the end of which he would say, now that's worth $4,000. Thank you very much.
That was Jane Condon, one of my favorite Momity Moms from past shows. You can email her you can go see more information at www.janecondon.com. She has this fantastic show. I highly recommend it. She was on Last Comic Standing. It's called Janie Condon, Raw and Unchained. It's at the Mint Theater, the 9th, 16th, 23rd at 7 p.m. Check her out. That's 31 West 43rd Street. Janie Condon, Raw and Unchained. Or just Google her comedy. The woman's so, so funny. Oh, yes. Well, I got a short show today, so let's have a little song. Let me see if anything's here. Sometimes I do it and it doesn't come up. Oh, no. Let's see. What do I have? 7 minutes? Ooh, all right. 7 minutes. Let's see. How about a little... tribute to moms, a little song I wrote, and also let's hear it for moms everywhere. It's Mother's Day. Don't forget your mothers. Get her presents. My website for Momity is www.momity.com, www.momity.com. Also, you can Google me and find more information about me there, about my show that's on tonight. And the Mother's Day Festival, www.mamapalooza.com. Check out the Broadway Comedy Club, great club for party and private events. Check them out. But here's a song I'm dedicating to mothers everywhere. Here it comes.
I woke up in the morning, didn't sleep well through the night. I tried to get some Z's, but the voices made me right. I need a cup of Java to jumpstart and feel pert. My boys can't see from my glazed eyes that I am not alert. Everything I tell you goes in one ear, out the other. Just do what I say and listen to me. You'll live longer. I'm your mother. Make me cray to the Z. Make me cray to the Z. No texting at the table and put away your phone. The voices in my head won't leave me alone. Me, cray to the Z. You make me three, potato four. I don't want to hear these wax voices anymore. No, you shut up. No, you shut up. No, you shut up. No, you. You're not the boss of me. I'm the boss of you. Make me.
IT dance. No, don't use my song for the opener. That's ASCAP. Well, I only have 3 minutes left. Remember, Momedy, tonight, May 7th and May 8th, 6 p.m. at the Broadway Comedy Club, 318 West 53rd Street. Come. It's a great raffle, a great time. Support the arts by supporting the arts. Also, we'll have great raffles. Mamapalooza, www.mamapalooza.com. And the International Mother's Day Party, the largest Mother's Day Party of its kind, Mother's Day Party. Why don't we play out on the wonderfully talented Christopher McGinnis, 12-year-old protege. I have my last 3 minutes. Let's play with him. Hear him? Christopher McGinnis, www.christophermcginnis.com. Thank you. And remember, it's all about the Momedy.
Do you ever feel like it's cold on the outside? Looking to get in. Know you can do it, cause you've got the tools, and you know you can win. The streets are littered with stories of those who try but just couldn't win. You promised yourself you wouldn't stop until victory is your friend, because it's you. You're the stuff that dreams are made of, and it's little
Well, that was nice.
Wow, that timed out perfect. Thank you for joining us. This is Nancy Lombardo.
And I'm not still here talking over myself. I'm having like a schizophrenic day in league with myself. I started my show a half hour early so I could play some of the Momity comedy in honor of Mama Palooza and Mother's Day. Yes, Mother's Day. That day where I never get anything I asked for. Ever. That's a lot of fun. Thank you for joining us. Yeah, we got in the chat room. We got George Bettinger's in the house. Georgie! George! It's my Edith impression from Edith Bunker. What do we got here? Ready? I'm in the lousy shape, folks. Yesterday, the UPS guy breathed on me. It's so flaccid. I know, yes. Oh, Rudy, there's something going around. I've been fighting it off myself. Get a little sunshine. Get some sun. That'll help the cheeks and everything. Sinuses, sinuses. And George Bettinger from the Mom and Pop Shop, 106hotmix.com. That's at 4 p.m. after that. If you haven't joined Georgie's Facebook, Georgie's Facebook now, Watchy. Join it now. And the Mom and Pop Shop on Facebook, and he'll be on at 4 p.m. I love when it says that you guys are typing. George is typing and Rudy is typing. George, Bennett, Edith! I know, it's my bad impersonation. But yes, Rudy, I know the sinuses are coming up, and mother's bee propolis, yes. Bee propolis, a natural antibiotic, for those of you who don't know. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. Yeah, so we got Mother's Day coming up. We have so much fun for Mother's Day. Here's a little green tea. I've been doing it all. And vitamin B, Rudy, vitamin B. Weekend's Mother's Day, and you can see me on the 20th at the Mama Palooza Festival on Riverside Park, an all-day event from 12 to 5. I'll be your MC. Go to www.mamapalooza.com and see all the international festivities going on. And I want to just make a plug for my good friend Bob Greenberg, whose show just opened, called A Modest Suggestion. It's a play. It's a play, my friend. It's on Theater Row, 410 West 42nd Street. starring Jeff Auer, Bob Greenberg, Ethan Hova, Russell Jordan, Jonathan Marbella, Robert W. Smith. In an anonymous conference room in an anonymous city in an anonymous group of businessmen meet to discuss the next item on their agenda. As the four yes men weigh the pros and cons of pretty tough questions, a modest suggestion asks. Okay, if you want to find out what it asks, you better go see it. It's playing Friday, May 11th through May 17th. So you want to check this out. 8 p.m., a modest suggestion. I would find a website for you, but they didn't send it to me. Go check it out. I'm sure if you did a modest suggestion play, Theater Row, the Studio Theater, 410 West 42nd Street. And, okay, all right. No children under four. Okay. May be inappropriate for 12 and under. I'm going to guess that it is, whatever the suggestion is that's modestly suggested. But it's starring Bob Greenberg, so go see it. You can go to his Facebook and you'll find out more. Yes. Who's in there? George and Rudy, my troopers. We got other Pop-Tarts coming in and out of there. I see the little Pop-Tarts coming in and out of my chat room. But, you know, we're celebrating Mother's Day, and that's the fun part of everything. But George's show is on every day at 4 p.m. It's a very good show, and it's a lot of fun. He even did a little promo form.
Say the secret word and the deck will come down and pay you $1,000. You're listening to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Hey, Mo! What is it, Kylie? What is it? I want to listen to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Ruff. You know, it's an amazing thing. This is Jackie Mason, and you're listening to Comedy Concepts with my good friend Nancy Lombardo right here on the wonderful station on Blog Talk Radio. If you knew it, if you only knew what you were hearing, you'd understand that this is the greatest program a person could ever have. Nancy Lombardo right here at Comedy Concepts.
Love that, Georgie. Why, that old poop, he's so darn funny every day at 4 on HotMix106.com, you old poop. Hey, Rachel's in the house. Rachel Wilgorin. I just love that name. Great sounding it. Ventura is about to open, isn't it, Rachel? Post your websites. Rachel writes a lot of great articles, too. She's a very good writer. Check her out. If you need anybody editing, you work on anything editing, go to Rachel Wilgorin, Facebooker on Ventura as well. She's got a couple of Facebooks going, and Facebook Rudy Kisley, just for the heck of it. And George Bentner at the Mom and Pop Shop. Hey, did you know he was the red M&M? I love it.
I love New York. I really love New York. I mean, where else could you come from any other part of the universe and be given an opportunity to drive a cab? English. Come on in. Here's your cab. Here's your map. Go. And you know what I really miss about the cabs? They used to have celebrities telling us to buckle up. Do you think in India they had celebrities telling them to buckle up?
Hello. This is Gandhi. Please wear your seatbelt peacefully and with little resistance. Hello. This is Buddha. Don't wear your seatbelt and come back as a fly.
Hello. This is the fly. Don't listen to Buddha. Don't listen to... Oh, no, not again.
George Bettinger's Mom and Pop Shop, can I help you?
Georgie, you must help me.
Count Dracula!
Help me, Georgie.
What is it, Drac?
I must have the record I ordered. I'll go bats if I don't get it now.
Oh, well, let's see, Count. I have a whole bunch of records that just came in. You know, I've been getting a lot of orders. Let's see. Is it Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba?
No, that's not it.
No, it's not that. How about No Money, No Problem by Feet, Puff, Daddy, and Mace? Not that either. Okay, Drac, wait. I have one more here. Ah, here it is. I'm in the Mood for Blood by the Plasmatics.
Yes, that's it. I'm in the Mood for Blood simply because you're near me.
Well, come on down, Count. It's waiting for you. It's right here in the store.
George, I can't come now. The sun, you know.
Well, wear a block.
Hello, Raiden, Georgie. I need more bazooka with the comic in the middle.
Hey, Jerome, would you like to make a delivery for me? Oh, joy, it would be a pleasure. I mean, I'd proudly go. Count, you'll have it there in 10 minutes.
Thank you, Georgie. Let's go out for a bite.
Jerome, take this record to Count Dracula's castle. I'll run right away. I'll be happy. Count Dracula, you mean the monster with the scary point with the cape? Boy, I don't. Jerome, if you do this for me, I'll give you 12 bazookas on the house. Hello, I'm here to see the Count Weidenheimen's diamond. Oh, please come in. I'll show you to the Count right now.
Ah, Jerome, what brings you here?
A bicycle, but I left it outside. Yeah. I brought you the record, album, disc type thing you wanted.
Ah, wonderful. Here, Igor. Go put it on the turntable.
Boy, what a castle-type house. Look at this. Wow, what a place here.
These are all priceless antiques, Jerome. They have been in my family for 50 generations. This. Jerome, what are you doing?
Look, Drek, this will be the biggest bubble, the biggest, largest mammal baby you've ever seen.
No, wait, my crystal, my bric-a-brac, my wedgewood. Wait a minute. Oh, Jerome, you had me scared.
I scared you, Weidenheimen? Don't be a nervous, Drek. I'm a professional. Imagine a spooky guy like that being frightened by me. Oh, wait a minute, I forgot to say goodbye.
Oi, hey. That kid gets no tip.
Master, help me.
Igor, stop playing now.
That's that George Bettinger. You want to hear more George Bettinger? You can hear him at 4 o'clock every day at 2. At 4 o'clock, I'm sorry, at Hot Mix 106. That was such a good comedy clip, George. Is that from your CD? George also has a CD available you can get. Oh, there, he just posted up in the room. T.C. Keith is in the room, or T.C.X. Keith typing. Every day at 4 at HotMix106.com. Yes, Carol Channing loves him. You can hear him every day. And Rachel Wilgorin, thank you for reminding me. I've got to tell you, I am having quite the month. Or the last 30 days. It is unbelievably amazing. I was at Gotham. I performed twice at the Friars Club. It was great. Sold out houses. I produced a show there as well. And what else I did? What did I do? I got so much stuff going on. Oh, yeah, I'm going to the Betty White Roast, everybody. Yay for me. Going to the Betty White Friars Roast. That is going to be awesome. That's next week. Pretty much the Friar event, hard to get into unless you know Friars, with a lot of money because the tickets are expensive, my friends, very expensive. So it's great, but then to top it off on the 20th, that's another week, okay, the 20th, I will be emceeing the Mopalooza Festival, the outdoor event at Riverside Park up on 64th, I think it is. Check in your book, go to www.mopalooza.com. And you will find it, and I'll be the MC. And usually about 5,000 people show up, and I usually end up entertaining a lot of kids because they're closest to the stage. So that's my target market audience for the day, those kids. They're everywhere, those kids. You got to love them because they're kids. What am I going to say? Let me do a little something for kids here. Here's a little, how about a little story for the kiddies?
Hello, children. I'm Miss Crandall, your substitute teacher. Miss Salvatore was suddenly called away, something about a case of food poisoning. But that shouldn't stop us from enjoying our lunch period, now should it? So, as a special treat, I'm going to read to you a very lovely holiday story called Kafka for Christmas, from the Scholastica Kafka for Children series. Once upon a Christmas Eve, there was a man named Gregor Samsa, who went to bed a businessman and woke up a Christmas roach, a really big one. Well, children, you can imagine how shocked Gregor was to wake up with antennas and 6 legs. His parents were not going to like this at all. Why, they never ever let him have a pet, let alone be one. Suddenly, there was a knock at the door. It was Gregor's dad, and he was mad. Gregor, he yelled, Merry Christmas, get up. It's time for you to go to work at your boring, nondescript job, so
so you can support me and the whole family while I stay home and read the paper out loud. Get off my case, said Gregor. I'll be out when I'm good and ready. Now, children, Gregor wasn't usually rude to his parents, but today was special. Next, his mom knocked on the door and yelled, Gregor, open this door at once. It's Christmas and you're upsetting your father. Next, his sister Greta put in her 2 cents with, Gregor's gonna get it, Gregor's gonna get it. Gregor said nothing. He just laid there feeling persecuted in a nightmarishly impersonal world. As you can guess by now, Gregor's family was very dysfunctional. So that morning, everyone left him alone to go open their Christmas presents, and Gregor spent the day in bed, his spiny roach legs flaying in the air trying to get up. As this was his first day as a roach, he didn't quite know how everything worked. Gregor could hear all the laughter, Christmas carols, and everyone having fun in the other room. Now he was really pissed. So with all his roach might, he leaped out of bed, landed on his 6 little legs, and opened the door with his roach jaw and screamed, Surprise! I'm a roach. I hope you're all satisfied. Well, you can imagine how shocked everyone was. They darn near had an aneurysm. Now Gregor's dad was really mad and yelled, What's the meaning of this? Is this some kind of political statement, or are you just trying to bug me? Gregor's mom passed out in the Christmas eggnog. Gregor's sister just kept yelling, Gregor's gonna get it, Gregor's gonna get it. The rest of the day, Gregor hid under the living room couch, and Greta brought him rotten food to eat and said, You old bug, you'll do anything to get attention. Then Greta would torture him by turning the lights on and off, on and off, on and off. Stop it! Gregor cried. Let's face it, children, as sisters go, Greta was a pain in the butt. Just then, Gregor's mom walked by wiping the eggnog off her face and saw Gregor gnawing on a piece of dead animal carcass and had a coronary right there on the spot. While his mother lay gasping for air on the floor, Greta got out her violin and began to play her favorite Christmas folk song, Das Kukaraches Christmas, for the lodgers who lived in their house. By the way, lodgers are people who live in your house when the economy is bad, and if they're related, they're called moochers. Just then, Gregor snapped and said, That does it! And he crawled out from under the couch into the dining room. Then one of the lodgers, named the letter K, just K, saw him and said, What's that? Gregor's dad said, It's nothing, Merry Christmas, concert's over, everybody go to bed. That does it, said Greta. I'm never going to get married with him around. She's right, said Gregor's dad, and Gregor's mom said nothing. She just lay on the floor, gasping for air. Let's get rid of him, cried Greta. Okay, but how? Chimed both his parents. Gregor grew nervous as they slowly took off their shoes and began throwing them at him. Ow! Stop it! It's Christmas for crying out loud, cried Gregor. Then Gregor's dad yelled, Got him! They cried, and Gregor died. All the lodgers came down to look at the dead flat thing that only early Christmas Eve had been a businessman. Gregor's dad charged 10 cents a look, made a lot of money, and kicked the lodgers out. Then he tipped the maid a lot of money to get rid of Gregor's remains. And the family spent the rest of the holidays in the country, where Greta married Lodger K, just the letter K, and stretched her firm young body and said, Great, now I can have his room. Wasn't that a swell Christmas story, children? Why, you've hardly eaten a thing. Well, never mind. Let's just put everything away under our desk. And guess what? It's nap time. Merry Christmas.
I am wacked. I write really weird stuff. Rachel, that's great. Ventura, I've got to go look that up so I can repeat it. So when it's played in archives, www.VenturaCommunications. Is that correct? I got it. Where is it? I got to find it. Yes. www.Ventura. Is it a dash? How do you call that? What's that little asterisk thing you call it? Ventura dash? What's that technical word for that little thing that goes in between like a minus sign? Ventura Communications. Listen, if you're looking for publicity, press, You want a good article about whatever you're doing. This woman's a great writer on top of it, and she's on the scene and knows what's going on. So check her out. Oh, yes, I forgot to mention. In the scheme of things, how great my life is going, I will also, after the 20th, I forgot there's the 21st, which is the New York Obie, the Off-Broadway Awards. I will be at the Obies. I am living the life. I tell you, I am living the life. And it's all good. It's all good. And let's see. Hi, TC, typing in the room. Oh, there it is. TC, you're great. You should meet Rachel. Okay, you married, TC? Just checking. Anyway, George Bettinger's show is today at 4. I don't know. George may call in today. We'll see. We'll see. I'll be looking to see if his number comes up. And what else is going on? We got so many great events going on. Mary C. Mary C. will be on the show Monday. I'm doing a special edition, and she can thank Rachel Will Gordon for that. I just like saying Rachel's name. Rachel's name. TXCX Keith. Is that like if I say it fast, it means something? I don't know. Hello, guest 2718. Thank you for joining us. It's the George and Nancy Show. Rachel Will Gordon. We've got an, hey, put Nearsay website up, too, so they can read your great commentaries on what's going on in New York City. And congratulations, Rachel Will Gorin has been one of the top contributors to that website and getting a lot of hits, which is a good thing. It's a good thing today. As you know, Mother's Day is coming up, and I kind of snuck this show on poor Betty Jo because she's so good about listening to all my shows. I feel bad that I snuck it in on her, but I want to dedicate this song to Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters because she says it's her favorite. Go figure.
I'm going to blame it on my mother for what she did to me. Messing with my psyche since I was only three, or having as many fathers as there are seasons of the year. I'm gonna blame it on my mother every time I need a beer. Blame it on my mother for every story that she told, like the time we had no Christmas, said Santa died cause he was old. When she wrecked my car, then denied it all to me, I'm gonna blame it on my mother and on heredity. Gonna blame my mother. In fact, I'm kinda glad. You have to be creative, make up good from bad. She was full of joie de vie, no matter how it affected me. So if I'm gonna blame someone, because of your family. You're nuts because you're nuts. Crazy insane.
pick up the beat for Mother's Day a little bit. Here we go, everybody. And, George, you can call in if you feel like it. Do whatever.
Ale, 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 ale. Ale, ale, ale. Ale, 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 ale. Ale, 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 ale.
Ale, ale, ale,
ale. Ale, 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 ale.
Ale, ale, ale,
ale. La vida es pura pasión. La que llena copa de amor. Para vivir hay que luchar. Un corazón para ganar como caíes. Es un partido cruel. Tienes que pelear por una estrella. Contigo es con honor. La copa del amor. Para sobrevivir y luchar por ella. Luchar por ella. Luchar por ella.
Sounded like Desi singing, like she combined it and did it. So that's always a nice thing. And you guys are just great. You guys are Rudy and Rachel. And Rachel, anything else? I know you're working on a lot of things. If you're looking for publicity or you have friends who are, Ventura is going to have its big opening soon. Yes, Ventura it's Ventura, that -signcommunications.com. I'm sure if you went to Ventura Communications, you would find it on the website. Is your website up, Rachel? I don't know. Is it? Let me know. George Bettinger, always funny, Mr. Red M&M. George, do you ever do? I'm going to ask you some questions. Do you do any TV work besides that, from movies or anything? And it's just great. Mother's Day is coming. I hope you guys are remembering Mom. And remember, it's not just in the morning for breakfast. It's all day long. It's a 24-hour Mommity thing. And I want you guys to take care of your moms. If you don't have a mom, remember there are a lot of people alone out there who don't have anyone. So why don't you make them your mom for the day? And you go out there and you make them some cookies, or you invite them to lunch or something nice. But just because you don't have a mom right now doesn't mean you have to live like you don't have a mom. Make somebody an honorary mom or grandma for the day. Don't forget the elderly. Remember, we will all be there. So don't forget those important people out there, your neighbors, your friends. Take care of everybody, and you'll be taken care of. It's always a good thing. Oh, yes, I lead a wacky, wacky life, and a very lucky one at that. I have to say a lot of good things. I want to mention my friend Horizon Giggles. They book me a lot, and so if you're looking to book me, you can go to Horizon Giggles or contact me directly for your next comedy event or roast. I'm there for you, horizongiggles.com. But if you don't need a comedian, you need something else, that's where you want to go, www.horizongiggles.com. A lot of fun. And that Mark guy, he is hilarious. He does the best walk around I have ever seen. What he gets away with, he just has everybody cracking up there. Then I want to thank Rudy and Rachel and everybody for being in the chat room still. And I got to figure out what other tribute can I do. Well, why don't, you know, we have so many, you know what, how about this? Here's a little tribute. All right, I only have this song, but why don't we make this song to all the moms in the service, and let's play something for them. How about that? With all the things going on in the world today, it's great just to step back and, you know, we should live every day as if it was a celebration of moms. We live every day like we're moms and do nice things for people and send out that love there. And George, love to Lisette for her Mother's Day. I hope you're planning something super special for her. Who did I have on here? Who was this comedian who did a lot of mother-in-law humor? That's why don't we do that? Sunda Kroonquist. Boy, that's a mouthful there, too. Kroonquist.
It's really awful when you have kids sometimes. I had two kids within 2 years, and there's a term for that. Suicidal. Now, if I had two kids in 1 year, I guess that would make me orthodox. But that's not the point, ladies and gentlemen. That's not the point. With the first baby, the doctor said to me, when the pain gets to be too rough, call us and we'll give you a pain blocker. And I said, too late. You should have given me a pain blocker for the first 5 years of my marriage. Hey, now. See, because I have a Jewish mother-in-law. Maybe these lights are too bright. You can't see because of the highlights. I'm a black woman with a Jewish mother-in-law. Now, you know the only thing we have in common is that we don't want to get our hair wet. Hey! That's real. So you know there was drama when we got the sonogram results because she was real excited. Okay, now that we know we're having a little girl, What I like to know is what you plan on naming that little tchotchka, okay? Okay. Now, I realize there's a difference in the background with the African-American, colored, black, whatever you people call yourselves these days. Oh, seriously, I just don't want a name that's difficult to pronounce like Shaniqua. Because in my mind, I'm thinking of a name short but delicious like Hadassah or Goldie. Now, you know you don't have to be a Jew to know those are some jacked up names to give a good little black kid. You can't be running around in Harlem with their cousins, Rashida and Rashida. How's that going to sound? Yo, Hadassah, yo, Goldie, yo, my sisters, what's up? But I knew there was going to be drama from the moment I met my mother-in-law. Have you ever met someone the first 5 seconds you say to your teeth, I hate this bitch? Really? Seriously. Painful, very painful. You know, it was my husband's fault. My husband, brilliant attorney, not always a smart husband. I'll tell you why. He decided to introduce me to his mother for Passover. For Pesach, Jewish people. In the car, on the way to the Passover Seder, he leans over and he says, look, we're not going to tell mommy you're black. I said, well, that's smart. She'll never notice. But she noticed, and that's when I noticed, that Jews can't whisper. Have you noticed this, ladies and gentlemen? That's just crazy, because you know Latinos know how to whisper, you know what I'm saying? Like me, Latino, become the más pequeño, man, you know what I'm saying? You know how to whisper, you know, black people know how to whisper. Black people, we be like, you know what I'm saying, We don't know what we're saying, but we know how to whisper, and that's my point. Ruthie for the first time, and I walked in, I'm trying to be real polite, and I said, Ruthie, thank you so much for having me. She said, oh, pleasure's all mine, have a seat. Elliot, put my pocketbook away. I heard that. And then I looked at that ice on her fingers and said, baby, when you laying up in that ice, I'm going to be wearing that bling, so let's just be nice, okay? No, she's not, this is mine. Anyway, thank you for asking. Thank you. Nothing happened to my mother-in-law. Went to China, there was an earthquake, she got back to Brooklyn unscathed. I don't know how she does it. And these are not mother-in-law jokes, because you can't make this up. This is just a crazy family I'm involved in. I mean, I met my sister-in-law for the first time. My sister-in-law has that North Jersey Jewish dialect and says, meh, at the end of every sentence, like a cat in heat. You know that kind of Jewish fraud? Hi, how are you? My name is Shelley Edelman. I'm the president of my temple in Marlborough, New Jersey. Meh. So, you know, I'm trying to get with the program, you know, so I'm like, how you doing? I'm Cindy Kronquist. Meh. You know, I didn't know what was going down. And then she leans over to her husband, and I'm watching this whole scene, and she says, oh, my God, Neil, look at her. She's got light eyes and light hair. What kind of black person is she? I said, a black person who can hear that, too. I hear white people.
That was very good. Check her out, Sunda Kronquist. Check her out online. Very funny lady. I think she's part of the Gilda Club. George, I didn't see you call in, but you're free to if you want to. Rachel, if you have anything you want to promote, I've got 20 more minutes. You're free to call in, too, if there's anything you want to plug, especially. But let's hear a little Stone Twins.
Yeah, it was my grandmother's birthday not too long ago, and that reminded me of a time when we all spent together in the kitchen. Remember?
Oh, yes.
So we were all in the kitchen, and we were baking a cake, the three of us. And I remember I was playing with a ball, and I dropped my ball. And then Grandma said, you know, one of you two should pick up that ball, because someone might fall and hurt themselves. And then I remember saying, Grandma, of the three of us, who do you think that someone might be? That's a nice memory. I think so.
When I was a little girl, my Spanish grandmother would take me to see these Spanish horror films, made even more horrific by the fact I didn't speak Spanish. But I always knew who the villain in the film was. Oh, yeah. She was that skinny little woman
all dressed in black, her hair always in a bun. In her hand, she'd be holding a mysterious box and be standing at the top of a tall, winding staircase. At the bottom of the staircase would always be some beautiful young woman who'd say something like,
"Hola, ¿dónde está mi esposo?"
And the woman at the top of the staircase would say, "Tu esposo está aquí." She'd open the box. Inside of it, a man's head. "Ayúdame, ayúdame." The head would fall out of the box, bounce down the stairs, boom, 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 boom. Land at the woman's feet, she'd go, "Ah." The woman at the top of the stairs would go, "Ha." And that was every film I saw over and over again as a child.
Sadly, that is true. I used to go to see so many of them. But I remember going to see the Jerry Lewis films, too, and they would have Jerry Lewis buttons and Jerry Lewis comic. It was like, I think the first show that I ever went to that was like real promotion, that it's so much promotion for Jerry Lewis. I don't know if any of you remember any of that. But, Rudy, I've got that weird thing that you've got, too. I've just been trying to sit out in the sun and try and kill it. But it doesn't seem to want to go away. So many great things happening. So many great things. Fran Capo was at another world record event the other day. Oh, there's somebody right now. Let's see who's calling in. Okay. Hello?
Well, hello. Is this the famous Nancy Lombardo of Comedy Concepts?
You tricked me, Betty Joe. You tricked me.
Well, I didn't mean to do that. I called because I'm having my computer is all goofed up. I can hear the live shows for like about 2 minutes, and then they go off.
Oh, you know what, Betty Joe? That happened yesterday as well with Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it did.
I don't think it's you. I think it's Blog Talk Radio but when I played it back, just so you know, when I played my episode back, it was fine. But
yes, I can hear the archive shows. I have no trouble hearing the archive shows, but the
people
live
listening
ones,
in said that. They said that it was going in and out. So it's not you. It's BTR.
Oh, good.
Just so you
know.
But
well, anyway,
what do you
I
have coming up,
to
Betty Joe, on Movie Attic Headquarters?
Oh, what do we
every
have
Tuesday
coming up
four
on Movie Attic Headquarters? We've got, of course, we're participating in the National Film Preservation Foundation Blogathon for the next week. And so next Tuesday, we're revisiting our Alfred Hitchcock tribute show, which
okay
is one of our favorite. Yeah, it's one of our favorite, all-time favorite episodes. But there will be a live chat. And we have a film historian, James Cold Harrison, who's always such fun, and Diana Sanger from Classic Movie Guides. And it's an episode where Jazz Shaw, when Jazz Shaw was available to co-host, and he's a big Alfred Hitchcock fan, and he was just so funny. So it'll give me a chance to be in the chat for the entire show. So
and
I'm
let
looking
me have
forward
your
to
website
having
your website.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's www.blogtalkradio.com/movieaddictheadquarters, and the show is on Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and I think everyone will really enjoy it, especially if you're and who isn't an Alfred Hitchcock fan.
I know my friend Bob won the Alfred Hitchcock lookalike for the 39 steps. They do.
Oh my gosh!
So they say he's not a look. He's just the best imitator. He's a very good imitator, not an exact lookalike, but and so Bob Greenberg, comedian Bob Greenberg, was one of the people. He does a great Hitchcock impersonation.
Oh my gosh! I'm going to have to get in touch with him.
Oh, you will.
That would be good. And have you played? Because I've been in the chat, but I
dedicated it to you earlier.
Blame
it on my
thank
mother.
You. Oh, thank you so
but listen,
much.
But tell them what else, because I know you're. Isn't the film preservation one of your charities?
Well, the Film Foundation is one of my charities.
So where
my
can
book,
they get the book?
Confessions of a Movie Addict, the author's royalties go to Martin Scorsese's Film Foundation. And I have donated a copy of my book to as part of the blogathon next week, the blogathon prizes. So it's one of the things that will be up to get prizes. And I'm really, really excited about it.
Now,
I always
will this
like
be a live show?
No, this is a – well, it's partly. It'll – partly towards the end be live, but the first 30 minutes will be the repeat of the Alfred Hitchcock tribute show that we had a couple of years ago, and that was when we inducted Alfred Hitchcock into our Film Legends Hall of Fame. He's the first director that we inducted into our Film Legends Hall of Fame, so it was quite an elegant show.
there are some funny
stories that are told about Alfred Hitchcock on that show. I mean, there are things that most people don't know about him that are revealed.
And your show is also every Tuesday at 4 on Blog Talk Radio, Movie Attic Headquarters.
Right, right. And I really appreciate the support and just love having you there in the chat because it makes me feel so much happier to have you there.
Well,
and I'm so sorry that I missed so much of this show, but I will listen to
it. It's not you. This is the second time this has happened. Now, I don't know if it's because the only thing different that I'm doing, Betty Jo, is I'm in Flash Chat.
Yes.
And I'm wondering, as opposed to I usually open chat in a separate window. So I don't know if it has anything to do with it.
I just don't know. We probably should check with someone. They're usually so good about trying, you know, if there is a problem, trying to get it worked out. But I just hate to be a pest, you know, because I am technically challenged.
Well, I will know Monday when I do my next show that if that's what it is, but because I'll try opening two windows. Right now I'm on the road, so I can't do that. But every Tuesday, Movie Attic Headquarters, and check out her movie reviews. Where can we find those?
Well, the movie reviews are on Real Talk Reviews. That's R-E-E-L, realtalkreviews.com. And also you can find all kinds of information about me, about my books and my blog and my online class about writing for movies and my interviews if you go to my personal website, which is simply BettyJoTucker.com, because that takes you everywhere. You know, there's little movie tickets that will take you to all the books and all my books and my interviews and my radio show and all of that other good stuff.
You really have a good name for a character in a book, too, Betty Jo.
Really?
It's like
well,
if
you
just
remember
started,
what
Betty Jo Tucker was a small town girl with big town dreams. You know,
I told you before that I had a new name after Tony Curtis was on the show, and he was having a little hearing problem, like I have every once in a while, and so when so he thought that my name was not Betty Jo Tucker, he said, "Oh, what a wonderful name, Betty Culpepper." He says, "Listen to this." He says, "Listen to this. Listen to this. Betty Culpepper, starring in Montana Falls." I expected, to hear from him after that, but he did pass away shortly after that interview.
Well, let's not hope we hear from him now.
No, that's right. That would be too spooky. But he was a lot of fun, too, on
well,
the show.
Well, you always have
we were one of the last
of
people to interview him.
Oh, really? You always have great guests, and I'm so jealous because you're always pick of the day.
Well, I don't know why that is. All your shows should be pick of the day. You know that I've told you that before.
I know. I'll find out the source sooner or later. Well, since I already played Blame It, I'm going to have to dedicate my 10 Pierogi Girl to you, Betty Jo, and happy Mother's
please,
Day.
I'll be poking here in my chair. I always do when you play that. I love that song. But I really called in because I wanted to wish you happy Mother's Day and all of the moms that are listening. And also, that was the only way I could hear the show. So
a lot of people do that. Thank you, Betty Jo, and this one's for you. And Betty Jo, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday on BTR Radio at 4 p.m. You will listen to some inside movie bits and pieces that you did not know ever happened. All right, my Pierogi Girl.
After Mass, just last Sunday, my sweetie pie and I went out to eat. We each ordered a pierogi. Potato to cheese and to me. Hers was gone within an instant. I had eaten six and still had two. Her eyes were full of love.
and pierogi girl. She's twice the girl that she once was. I had two surviving pierogies on my dish, wearing cute little onions like a vest. It looked better than I could ever wish, and could lead to cardiac arrest. My mouth was drooling and my taste buds were bursting from the smell of pork. But my baby yearned for my two pierogies, so I pushed them on her plate with my fork. She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl, my Polish ray of hope, a living dream. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl, she goes good with a spoon of sour cream. She smiled when she finished, what a date. Lots of love went into that meal. Our hearts and our stomachs did inflate, and the gravy on my shirt did congeal. Don't be stingy when it comes to your loved ones. Give them everything you've got without fear. Laugh and give thanks that you found her while you watch your pierogies disappear. She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She eats them fast and doesn't ever gag. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. I'll never need a doggy bed. I'll never need a doggy bed.
Yeah, that was for Betty Jo. Betty Jo Tucker, every Tuesday, 4 p.m., Movie Attic Headquarters. That's really, go back, you don't have to just wait till 4 p.m., by the way. I should have mentioned that before when she was online. You can go anytime and listen to any of her shows archived. And it's so interesting. Her guest, she just gets, I don't know, she's like a celebrity magnet. They just all want to be on her show. It's amazing. And she has such interesting guests. And she's also a very good writer. Check her out. One of her books is on Kindle. Sorry, I don't remember it right now. I just went a little brain dead, fuzzy from all this allergy season. But it's Mother's Day, and that's what's important to everyone. George Bettinger, are you still in the room? I don't know. I thought you might call in, but you didn't. That was my Gilbert Godfrey impersonation. George Bettinger's show's coming up right after mine on 106hotmix.com. It's called The Mom and Pop Shop. You can Facebook friend him and be his friend there. Rudy Keisley, you are the best. You're always there. I don't know what you do for a living, Rudy, because you're so mysterious. Rachel Wildegoren, my Scottish friend there. Ventura Communications, if you need any kind of publicity, go check her out. Also, she does numerous things. If you can't afford the full package, maybe you just need some editing. Go check her out. She is the red pencil queen. And George Bettinger, he must be sort of listening and doing his prepping for his show at the same time because it starts in 5 minutes. And, oh, wow, it goes really quick, an hour and a half. Who knew? And I did a whole thing. And definitely got to give my props to my mom in Colorado, my favorite mom there. Not my mom, but a mom to BTR. No, Betty Jo Tucker, Jetty Bo Tucker. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters. Go check out all their sites. And just if I can't remember any of them now, if you just Google Betty Jo, I'm sure it'll be a thrill for her. And dinner, tequila. Anyway, just having fun because it's Mother's Day. I can't believe an hour and a half has flown by. It's flown by, I tell you. Okay, what I have coming up, I'll be at the Betty White Friars Roast this week. Not performing in the audience, thank you very much, but I'll be there. And then the 20th, I'll be Saturday emceeing at Riverside Park. Go to www.vompalooza.com. I'll be there 12 to 4, 12 to 5, emceeing a large free outdoor event. Great family event. You get to see me in person. Also, then, what comes after that? Oh, the 21st, I'll be at the Obies. It just never ends for me, does it? Hi-ho, the glamorous life. That's what I have to say about that. Well, we're winding down. It's been a great My Mom is Funnier Than Your Mom. It actually sounds like the name for a great contest, isn't it, Momity? My Mom is Funnier Than Your Mom contest. Maybe I'll do that next year. You never know. Thank everybody. And remember, as I said, if you don't have a mom, adopt one for the day on Sunday. Go find an elderly person, visit the elderly, take an elderly friend out. Remember, the elderly are alone now, too. So find somebody who could use just the company. And by doing that, even if you're not a mom, you'll be being a mom to someone in need. And isn't that what it's all about, everybody? Living each day like it's your last and giving back. Because that's what moms do. We give and we give and we give. Because that's the way we are. Well, I'm going to go out with Chris McGinnis playing on one of my favorite songs here on Comedy Concepts Blog Talk Radio. Thank you all for listening. You all the best. Stay tuned for the George Bettinger Show on 106hotmix.com. That's the mom and pop shop, George Bettinger. Thank you, and here we go.
I once dreamed of being chased through a dollhouse by a white lobster that wore glitter and spoke with a French accent. Now, what this meant, I'll never know. But I do know if I told anybody, I'd be labeled a lunatic. And labeled wrongly are letters for the public good. Let's say you're at a party, and you can take out a labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Wacko. Loser. You're so friendly. That would really be good. But not too friendly like the guys in the office, or your boss who's really nice. Except in an earthquake, you'd really be thinking, he's old. He's slow. I can beat him to the Georgia. Oh, yeah. LA's a jammed up situation. I have enough faults, I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was naive enough to think that generic food was for the elderly. It made sense to me at the time. All those big black and white labels. And then a friend pointed out, Nancy, there's a difference between generic and geriatric. Or did I feel foolish not to be confused with that? But I do think they have a lot to do with each other. Since men tend to do a lot of thinking from that area. What all this has to do with nothing is, don't you know? How my brain works and connects things. Like so. So anytime you think I'm crazy, you're probably
all to have a happy Mother's Day. And remember what I said, get out there and give back. You don't have to be a mother to be a mother. You can be mothering to someone who needs it. Okay, this is Nancy Lombardo, Comedy Concepts, Blog Talk Radio. Everyone, you have a good, good day. Thank you. Woo!